Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy Cash.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
That's right. Good evening out there. You're waking up with Linda McShann. It is Think Thursday, T-H-I-N-K. Later on, we'll have Miyosha Marie coming on and giving us some tips from What's Up. I am just like waiting to see what she's going to say. You know, unity without harmony creates no peace, but unification with action creates victories. And you know, we here are victorious, and we want each and every one of you to be victorious. And when we are speaking with you, we're speaking with ourselves. You know, it takes effort, efforts to reach out and engage others in dialogue with the aim of fostering mutual understanding and bringing people closer together. It may seem ordinary and unexciting, but they in fact constitute a bold and daring challenge to create a new era of human civilization. We got to create a new era out here. Persons are losing it. You know, I heard something today about a vote that was taken by the advisory committee regarding these booster shots. Now, we know those of over 65, and persons with underlying health conditions go first. But there was a halt on the teachers and the frontline nurses and the care workers. That just doesn't make sense to me. They should be first in line because they're the ones that have to take care of everybody, and especially with our young adults going back to school in these classrooms. I'm just not understanding it. Give me a call, 323-769-5879. Let me know what your thoughts are on that. Leave me a message. That number is 323-769-5879. We got to talk about this. And you know, this evening this show is being sponsored by LaFleur Exquisite Flowers by Tracy. And we cannot get to our people. There's birthdays, there's celebrations, there's anniversaries. Send some love. Call Linda Lee at 213-487-6487. And that's at LaFleur Flowers. She doesn't do arrangements. She does designs. And they all come from love. So give her a call. That's Linda Lee, 213-487-6487. You know, we want to keep this love moving out. You know, my youth always like for me to talk to them. Well, you know, I speak through music because music always has a message. So we're going to start off. I'm going to honor their request because they come number one in my life. So sit back. I'm going to play some music for you to think about. But keep in mind, this is the youth talking and this is the youth asking.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Friends in the islands crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. Driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
understand beats, listen to the babies. They talking to you. Open up your ears. They're seeking. They're wondering. They're looking for answers. We got to take care of our babies, okay? They're not the future. They're the present.
She said she learned the hard way. Said she wanna spare the children. She said don't give a say your soul away, 'cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. 'Cause all that you have is your soul. I was a pretty young girl once. I had dreams, I had high hopes. Married a man, he stole my heart away. Gave his love, but what a high price it paid. And all that you have is your soul. The Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Why was I such a young fool? Thought I'd make history, making babies was the best I could do. Thought I made something could be mine forever. Found out the hard way when can't possess another. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. I thought I could find a way. See the system, make a deal and have no debt to pay. Take it all, I take it all, had to run away. Leave myself first class and first rate. All that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Here I am, I'm waiting for a better day. Second chance, a little luck to come my way. Hope to dream, I hope that I can sleep again. Awake in a world with a clear conscience and clean hands. All that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. All that you have is your soul. Oh, my mama told me, cause she said she learned the hard way. Said she wanna spare the children. They don't give a say your soul away. Cause all that you have is your soul. All that you have. All that you have. All that you have.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon.
gave up a long time ago. Another door that needed to get through were always closed.
If you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. And I always put a spin on that and say, oh, what you can do. We have Miyoshi Marie on with us, giving us some tips on what's up. She's going to join us this evening. We hope that you've enjoyed that session, just talking to you through the lyrics of the music. You know, music carries a message. Miyoshi Marie, are you on? We're waking up with Linda McShann today.
Yes, I am. Happy Thursday, everyone. What's up, Wisdom?
Hey, Miyoshi. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No, we wait on you. You short and you creep, but you make us put some thoughts in our mind to leave us something to think about. And I just like to say thank you. Welcome in.
Oh, no worries. So the tip of the day, the tip of what's up is I can only talk about my journey, what I go through and my experiences. So you know your girl is a hard worker and I'm always on the go. So unfortunately, I had a little minor discomfort, dis-ease that was going on with my body. I was having a little chest pains on my right side. I went to the doctor on Monday. They told me I had costal chondritis. I don't know if I'm saying it right. It's costal chondritis.
Okay.
And it's an inflammation of the cartilage that connects a rib to the breastbone. The cause isn't known. In some circumstances, it develops after trauma or a muscle strain, or you just busy and don't know that you're putting your body under stress, which is basically what I was doing. So they took me out for work, basically told me, get some rest, girl. Go home, get some rest, don't do nothing. So, yeah, I've been off work. I've been chilling. I've just been relaxing and been basically trying to, not trying to, healing myself. You know, slowing myself down, really, really, like, slowing myself down because I understand that I'm getting older and I'm not, you know, I feel like I still got it, but my body may be saying different, you know. And also me slowing down, I believe that sometimes, you know, I believe sometimes that we get signs and things to slow us down so that we can hear things. You know,
okay.
So one of the things, peace be still. I believe this is just one of those moments where how can I get her to slow down so I can tell her, what needs to be said, or, you know, just get this opportunity to her. Because, like I said, I'm always on the go and I'm always being pulled from different avenues of life. And I think I overextend myself. So this is just a moment of clarity to not overextend myself, to stay focused on the goals that I have and not overextend myself to people, because people will take advantage of you. And also that to do everything in moderation. I don't have to work from sun up to sundown. It's okay to enjoy my life. And not only that, to just take a moment to really relax. To relax my body and tend, you know, self-care, tend to my personal needs. So this is what's been going on with me, and I encourage everyone to take care of yourself. We're chasing purpose and we're chasing wealth, but we're not going to be able to do anything once we have arrived and if our health is not together. So I just been sitting back and I noticed that I don't always have to be physically present for opportunity to come. Opportunities are still coming, you know what I mean? Because nowadays, it's, everything is electronic. You can do Zoom meetings. You don't have to literally be physically there.
Mm-hmm.
And just really taking the time to really take it seriously. I never, in my 35 years of life, I never had anything wrong with this beautiful temple of mine. So I'm really taking it serious. I don't really want to overextend myself, and I just want to focus on the things that I have been doing. And also just me sitting back and just relaxing. I noticed I done did a lot over these last years. And it's like, girl, why are you working so hard? You done did a lot. You done planted your seeds. You done tend to it. They're growing. Just, you know, just kind of like, not saying slow down, but kind of like sit back. And,
okay.
You know, let the universe just work and do the magic, you know. And like I said, once again, just really taking a moment to really enjoy myself. Being on this, I call it a vacation, mini vacay at home. I really just been relaxing, getting back into listening to my meditation music. I'm actually taking naps. Something that your girl feels guilty about taking naps, because I feel like when I'm taking a nap, I'm not feeling productive. And another thing too, resting my mind, because I am my worst critic. You know,
okay.
I think another thing too, just overthinking things, thinking I'm not doing enough. This year, I done a lot. I graduated, you know, I done X, Y, and Z. So just really, really feeling like, dang, I don't have to overextend myself or work as hard as I did when I was, you know, when I first started on this journey. You know, just really just taking the time out and not, like I said, once again, overextending yourself, feeling like you have to help everybody, be a service to everybody, be at every event, you know, volunteering at everything.
Mm-hmm.
I done that. I done my footwork, you know, I done it. I done my service and continue to do my service, but continue to do my service in moderation, you know, to think smarter and not work harder. That's where I'm at. So
I love it.
Very
do your service.
And and taking care of my health. I'm 30. Like I said, once again, I'm 35 years old. I understand that I'm getting older, and mentally I may feel like I can do it, but my body is saying different, and it's okay. It's okay. It actually feels to not be able to do nothing. Like today, I did not leave the house at all. I did feel a little antsy. I did. I'm not going to lie. I felt a little antsy, like, oh, I've been in all day. I need to drive, you know, just
I just need to
drive somewhere and come back, you know, run an errand or two. It's like, no, there's no need to do that. Stay at home. So that's been my thing.
Well,
just
I'm
really
glad
taking
to
it
get
easy.
This. Yeah, you know, sometimes you have to sit back, and naps are good. I always like naps. I took naps as a child. My father used to call me Roadrunner, and he would make me come in the house and take a nap every day, and then I could go back out there. So I'm definitely used to my naps, and through this event, you know, some days I don't even go out and look at the sky. All right, so if that bothers me, because you do get the guilt, like, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that. But then since I work on that canvas and I work from a list and I just do the checkout, and when I look up and I don't see a list to do for the next day, guess what? I don't do nothing. Okay? Don't do nothing. Don't let nobody bother me. And when the phone rang, I just look at it, okay? Because you must be still in order to hear you talking. Like they always say, if you don't sit down and listen, I'm going to lay your head on that pillow so you can hear me, okay? So things happen. Like you say, the universe is making its magic out there. You've been overextending. You've done a lot, which you say you took inventory. And when you start making that list, you said, oh, my goodness, I have been moving. Well, that's your energy. And you have that type of energy, and you're a doer. See, some people just talk, and they just think about it, or they complain about it. But I know that you're a type of individual that gets it done. So I know what you're going through, but it's good for you. You know, it's good. And the more you do it, the more you'll understand. And not only that, Miyoshi, it gives you a clearance. You start thinking back. Like you say, your mind, you have to rest it, because it's always moving. But when it slows down and you can put everything in a slot, you just sit back and take a deep breath and say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to do it that way this time. And you just switch up, because when you change, it changes no matter what it is. I am so glad to hear you share this. We need to hear this. If it's just one person out there that's feeling the same way, now jot what Miyoshi told you about so she can tell you what's up, and try it. It works no matter what. As I say, at the end of the day, you only have you, okay?
And you only
even
have
when we, yeah, you only have you. So even when we check out, you ask somebody to jump off the bridge with you and see who comes. They're not coming, okay? They might try to talk you down, but they're not coming. So you have to always keep that in mind. At the end of the day, the only person you have to deal with is you. And during the day, you have the type of energy that I have. We're like givers. We like to share. We like to shine that bright light. So we shine that bright light, and we put those high beams on, and we might run into somebody who just don't want to see it all. They got on faux pair sunglasses. Or you take a rest, and you think about it, and you turn your light down and go shine it on somebody else. You can't keep beating a dead horse. So when you sit and you think and you have a chance to catch up with you, that's what you're doing. You're catching up with you, because you've been moving.
Right.
You know, Bahamas or wherever, you just get up there and go. And like you say, 35, so what do you think about 50 people that are 45, 55, 65, how you think they feel?
Oh, Lord.
And you, yeah,
right.
So, and they are there at those ages because they had to slow down and think about it, because it's all about your health. You can be wealthy, have financially, but if that health is not there, you can't do anything for yourself or anybody else. So I'm glad
Absolutely.
That you came on to share with us and to let us know where you are, that you're staying focused and you're looking at the opportunities that are available. But the most important thing is you sitting back taking inventory. You scared yourself, didn't you? You didn't know you were doing all that.
Yeah, I did. I'm like, hold up. I didn't Like, seriously, since 2015, since I've been on my journey, like, you know, with faith and just, you know, just working, period, in my purpose since 2015, I have done a lot, literally. I have done a lot, you know, since 2015, that's 10 years ago. I have been on a go, and I know it's time to reap my harvest. So it's like really now just getting myself mentally prepared and my body rest up for the great, you know, like I would say, the Big Bang Theory that's about to happen in my life, my journey, as far as the promotion and the level up in every area of my life. So okay. I'm excited about that. And I just want to encourage everybody to don't be so hard on yourself. I am, like I said, I am my worst critic. I am, if and when people be like, you so smart, I be like, dang, for real. Like, I always second guess myself or think I'm not doing enough or not enough. And I have completely realized over these past 4 days, I am completely enough. I have done enough, not enough, but I have done a lot over these past 15 years, and in my purpose, so it's okay. You know, it's okay. And even over this year, I have accomplished, you know, a lot of goals that I have set for myself. So I really just need to really wind down and not overextend myself and now just be selective of the opportunities and the services that people may need. Don't overextend myself because people say they need my help, because everybody just want to be attached to you and drain your energy. And I'm trying to understand that too. You know, everybody just want to be connected and, you know, just like, you know, like a leech, just suck you up. And gotta be aware of that as well. Yes, sometimes we always think, oh, this is the opportunity, but, you know, people may just be, you know, tagging you alone or just being with you, suck your energy and your ideas up. So I'm just really just protecting my aura, protecting my energy, protecting my mind, resting it, winding it down to not think so fast, and really just allowing the fruits of my labor to proceed into my life and allow them to flow, and to listen for what's next, listen, you know, to the universe and what it's trying to tell me, and actually enjoy my life and see. Sometimes we be so on a go that we don't see things clearly because we're always moving. So this is just my time and my moment of clarity to really just see. And like I said, I took inventory and really just really reflecting and really taking care of my health, because it's nothing wrong with being on the receiver side, but I'm not I don't want to be a receiver. I want to be the giver in every way that I can. So yeah, you guys, continue to be on your path, continue to stay motivated, continue to stay encouraged, continue to stay hopeful and not hopeless, continue to be fearless and not fearful, continue to be joyful and not joyless, continue to be happy and in bliss, and continue to walk in love and light. But also, most importantly, take care of your health. I just want to tell my ladies to keep head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke, everyone.
Well, that's what's up by Miyosha, letting you know what's going on. Miyosha, have a great time. Keep resting. Keep adding on to that list. Don't scare yourself over there, because there's more lying down dormant that you have done that haven't even came up yet. Keep me posted. We love you. Thank you for sharing and caring with us and putting us on our channel. Miyosha, say now is the time for the fruits of my labor to blossom. I need a moment of clarity. Listen up out there. We all have to take that moment of clarity. If the sky is not falling on your head, don't worry about what's going on around you. Miyosha, we love you. Have a lovely evening.
Love you too, Linda.
All right. Keep it up. What's up?
Keep it blessed.
Thank you.
I was born
Yeah.